Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are big, big, big deals. Big, big money deals. Hey, think about this, man. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the most valuable brands and names on earth, right? So why wouldn't you want your name on the stadium, right? Right. Hines is gone. There's a new king in town. And the man who broke this story, actually one of the best, if not the best, sports talk host in America, my man Pony. Good morning, Pony. What's up?
Marty, anything for you, man.
Good morning, brother.
How are you?
So tell me how this thing evolved, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of old school reporting here, Marty. You'd appreciate that. You get a tip on a Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, that Hines is out of the running, that Kraft Hines isn't going to renew their deal. It was a 20-year deal from 2001 when the stadium opened, and it was for $57 million, which ended up being a huge bargain for Hines. And that deal got extended for 1 year, in part because of the pandemic and everything else. So they rolled it over for 2021. And then Art Rooney had said about a month ago that he thought talks were moving in the right direction, but I've been told those talks broke down. Kraft Heinz was not even one of the top two finalists for the naming rights deal, Marty. I've been told now that there was a local company, or a local-based company, a corporate company that has roots in Pittsburgh, that finished second in the running for the naming rights. But this big insurance giant, Acrisure, it's a company out of Michigan. They have a new arena that's in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, California, that they're building right now that they bought the naming rights to. And I guess they want to continue to build their brand through professional sports. And this is a huge one. It's one thing to own a hockey arena in California. It's another thing to now have your name attached to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Andrew Filippone with The Fan breaking this story that I'm telling you they'll be talking about all morning long across the country. Hey, Pony, it comes down to money. Do you know how much money it is, boss?
Yeah, well, kind of. I don't know how long the deal is. I'm still working on that. I've been told that it's upwards of $10 million a year. It's more than that. I don't know the exact number, but it's way more. It's more than four times annually what the Steelers were getting on their last deal with Hines, which I think probably they felt like having the name synonymous with another brand that was built here in Pittsburgh was a good idea. And now I think they're trying to make up for lost time, Marty, with this deal.
Hey, Pony, let's be clear about this. There are deals out there now. What's the one in L.A.? Is it $22 million a year? But that's a much bigger market in a much bigger town. Mm-hmm. You're getting the Steelers brand, and if you're getting for $10 million, I mean, you could argue that's a pretty good deal for that name.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, think about the amount of primetime games. The Steelers play the most primetime games of any team in the NFL again this year. They're maxed out. They're always in those big time slots because the Steelers are an international brand. The Steelers, most of the polling and the data that gets done, the research shows that they're one of the three or four most iconic names in the NFL, and that makes you one of the most iconic brands in all of North American sports. So I think that's the allure here. You know, Colin Dunlap from the morning show on our station did some more digging this morning, Marty, and he showed a connection between this company and Thomas Tull, who is a minority owner with the Steelers. He's a guy that made a lot of his money in financing big motion pictures, big blockbuster films. And I guess they made a deal for one of his companies a little while back. So maybe that was part of it. There was a relationship there. A guy that has a relationship is probably the most well-known minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here we are, Marty, a name that probably most Pittsburghers will refuse to say for years. They'll get their money on TV, but you know they're not going to get their money in the tailgate lot and on our station. No one's going to want to call it Acrisure Stadium.
Andrew Filippone, one more thing. I know you got to go, brother. You're doing a hell of a job on this. You know, this also kind of suggests to me that the Steelers are being a little more aggressive. They've always been kind of sort of considered a passive team in terms of marketing compared to a team like the Cowboys. Are they stepping up their game?
Well, that's a good that's an interesting observation, Marty, because I've been told that David Tepper, the Carnegie Mellon guy, Pittsburgher, the richest owner in the NFL, who was a minority owner with the Steelers and now is the majority owner of the Carolina Panthers, he tried to push for stuff like this. You know, when he was underneath Art Rooney, he was trying to tell him, hey, you've got this great iconic brand. Let's push this thing into the 21st century. You know, we're leaving a lot of money on the table, which in a way I guess is noble, but the Steelers, you know, did things a certain way for a long time, had more of a mom and pop's small business approach to, you know, such a lucrative game of professional football. But yeah, I think that that's fair. I think that it shows that they understand that to compete with the other team, now to compete with the NFL, I don't mean on the field because of the salary cap and all that stuff, but to compete financially and monetarily with these other teams, they can afford to be a little bit more aggressive. They didn't need to just say, well, we're a Pittsburgh team, let's take the best deal from a Pittsburgh company. They went for the for top dollar, and that's what 99.9% of professional sports teams would have done.
Andrew Filippone, the legend. Great job, brother. Appreciate you, man, from the fam.
You bet, Marty. Anytime, man. See ya.
It's great stuff. Great stuff. He broke that story. Hell of a job. That is not easy. He's an unbelievable talent, and you won't hear me say that much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.